Without further ado, enjoy our drama, The Unforgettable Heist. Audience, are you ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
My lifelong work is complete. The greatest invention the world has ever seen. Finished at last.
Congratulations, Dr. Fan. You're a genius. What is it? Sorry, I forgot.
Alex, your memory is worse than a goldfish. For the 100th time, it is a teleportation device.
Wow, a telephone. My mom has one of those at home.
No, Alex, a teleportation device. You step inside it and it will transport you to anywhere you want to go in the world instantly.
Can I phone my mom on it?
No, for the last time, it is not a telephone. It is a teleportation device. It takes you anywhere you want to go. If you want to go to the beach, sure, it can send you there instantly. If you want to go to the White House, why not? It will send you there instantly.
Can I visit the moon with this machine of yours?
Now that's the reason I built this machine. This machine shall take me to the moon, for it is where I will live for the rest of my days. Oh, that reminds me. You're not invited.
I'm okay. You live on that floating rock on your own. Well, I need to go. I have a meeting with Will Smith. I'll be going now. Hey, Ash. Dr. Fang has this teleporting machine thing that can take you anywhere. He says that he's planning to live on the moon with it.
Finally, you have found something useful, Alex. That man is always so stubborn. Why would he live on the moon when he can profit from it?
It does have a beautiful view of the Earth.
So what? A view of mountains of cash is also beautiful.
Well, how are you going to get there?
I have invented a pair of supersonic, light-speed, quantum, dark matter-powered space knights that will allow me to jump to the moon within seconds.
What? Is it safe at all? Have you even tested it before?
Of course. Trust me. I'm a scientist. I work at NASA and SpaceX. Elon Musk is my nephew. I own Area 51. Anyways, I'm going to lunch soon. See you when I am rich, Alex.
Cool. Well, I hope your trip goes smoothly. Hello, Armstrong?
Loud and clear, Alex. So I heard that you're going to be still the moon?
Yep, that's right. I am tired of Dr. Fang and Ash thinking I'm just some dumb and forgetful assistant. I am going to show them what I'm capable of. Thanks for helping me disrupt them.
No problem, Kate. But how are you going to even get up here?
Luckily, I took some of their junk and built my own machine. It's a giant catapult. I'll be on the moon before they even take off.
I see. So, when are you planning to launch?
Oh, right about now.
Wait, what? Well. If it isn't the slow and furious three that wanted to steal the moon.
Wait, what is happening before my eyes? Why are you two here on my moon?
Sorry, but this moon is my key to getting rich. You better go back to your so-called laboratory. But what are you doing here, Alex?
I am tired of the both of you arguing day and night, trying to one-up each other, all the while insulting me. I am taking the moon for myself.
Shouldn't I be asking all of you, what on the moon are you doing here? This moon doesn't belong to any of you. Neither does it belong to me.
I don't know about you two, but I'm just going to go and take the moon from
my... No, hold it right here. The police are already coming. You lot are all busted.
Police? There aren't any police in Spain.
On the ground now, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will and can be used against you in the space court of space.
Congratulations, you three are the first of many to be arrested by the space police after 30 light years.
The place is all yours. Enjoy your staycation in the space prison for eternity. Have fun. So, who gets the moon exactly? I think I got it since I was the first one to land.
In your dreams, I land before you even appear in that ugly boss of yours.
Well, I landed face first onto the cold, hard surface of the moon before your feet touched the ground.
Look, my teleportation
device... Can you all just admit that you're slower? Clearly, I kind of landed faster than you can even see me.
Be quiet. I appeared on...
No, it's me, not you. I stepped on the moon first.
Mine.
The end.
The end.